Yeah, Zach, basically, we obtained a contract showing that Iowa State University paid $35,000 for Edward Snowden to make a digital appearance on March 4th of this year. And then he also got paid to go to a cryptocurrency conference and then $25,000 for a real estate seminar. He also started a Substack. And this is all happening after a court ruling that was a year ago today that basically put a permanent injunction on these kinds of things, because he first has to clear this with his former employers.
Michael, I know you've been following this story very closely, but it's been, what, nearly 7 years since Edward Snowden became a household name. What's the status of the criminal charges against him?
Yeah, so this civil case that we're talking about here are separate from the criminal charges. They were filed in the same district in Virginia, but they have not been adjudicated since Snowden has avoided arrest. He's lived in Russia since June of 2013. So these charges of theft of government property, unauthorized communication of national defense information, and willful communication of classified information to unauthorized people are just kind of sitting there. And it's unlikely to be settled unless he's allowed to leave Russia for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, rules clearly haven't stopped Edward Snowden in the past, but, you know, north of $30,000 is quite a bit to be paid to speak at any school here. I mean, what kind of things are off limits technically when it comes to speeches he's able to give?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a little unclear based on this, but, you know, we see former intelligence officials on Twitter and TV, so it's not like they're muzzled. When we asked the CIA about this, they basically pointed to their rules that say what's off limits is any and all materials intended to share with the public that are intelligence related or concern topics on which they had access to classified information while employed by the CIA. So for this court ruling, they identified 56 individual speeches that broke this agreement. And that's about 80% of the speeches that they evaluated. So whatever the underlying criteria for what's called this pre-publication review that the government is using here and the judge agreed to, that applies to most of his speeches. And then another point here is that his speech to Iowa, his speech at a cryptocurrency conference, and his speech, the real estate seminar is a little different, but basically, particularly to universities, he recycles a lot of stuff. He has images that he puts on screen and things like that. So he's drawing on his own cachet as a former CIA technician and NSA contractor.
Yeah, still rolling out the greatest hits there for what made him a household name, as Kiko said. But Michael Kelly bringing us the latest there on Snowden Watch. Appreciate that.